When Mayor Buddy Dyer made his State of Downtown speech in December, it highlighted 10 things that Project DTO determined residents wanted their downtown corridor to be. One of the major things the project mentioned was that people wanted a vibrant outdoor city with parks and green space. So it came as more than a bit of a surprise last week when downtown residents learned that one of the significant green spaces in the downtown corridor, Constitution Green Park, could soon be passed into the hands of developers who want to turn it into condos or apartments. The park, pretty but unadorned green space on the corner of Summerlin and South Street, is home to a handful of massive old oaks with branches that bow down and touch the ground. One of the trees is estimated to be 175 years old, and it's on the city's map of significant trees. But that won't save them or the park from being plowed under, because this particular park isn't actually owned by the city. A private company owns it, and the city has maintained it as a park for years, but now the owner wants to sell it. Despite attempts to negotiate with them, the city has not been able to come to an agreement to allow the city to purchase the property. That's the owner's prerogative, of course, but that doesn't mean city residents are taking the news sitting down. They're organizing petitions and scheduling a rally at the park for Saturday, March 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. to draw attention to it. Some say they want it preserved. Others say they're suggesting that at least the trees be saved, while others say it should be turned into a dog park. One thing everything except the owner seems to agree upon: we should not pave paradise to put up that parking lot.